Now, if we're going to do the sweet shop. We're not going to go to the sweet shop.
Mm.
But you know the sweet shop in Didsbury?
Yeah.
Where Mrs. Sweet Shop was?
Yeah.
Did you notice something different about her shop?
No.
When you went in, on the shelves were lots and lots of glass jars. And in the glass jars were sweeties, because most places you go to buy sweets, they're in either packets or...
Glass.
Or those plastic, you know those, yeah, jars, but you know those plastic containers?
Oh, yeah.
Such as the spa shop.
Yeah.
The one near the railway station.
Yeah, like those things you can pull and then put them in a bag.
That's
with
right.
Those grubbers and then the lady pays. That's, and then...
That's right, right. You call them the grabbers, the tongs, that's right, tongs. No, not tongs. Tongs, these are tongs. Grabbers, as you call them, yeah. That's right, you lift the plastic lid, don't you, and you pick out what you want.
I may have that.
You can have that.
So I can be the shopkeeper.
And then you can have, you put them in little bags. Now look.
Yeah.
Down here we've got lots and lots and lots of jars.
Look.
They must be careful because...
I will.
I need these jars later on because you know Mummy makes jam and marmalade and things like
that.
Oh,
yeah.
And they're made of glass. And what happens with glass?
Smash!
Yeah, so we've got to be very careful. What's the thought?
And cut!
Yeah, that's right. You'd end up cut, wouldn't you?
Bone might break.
Pardon?
If you break one of those, your bone might break.
Your bone might break. Hmm.
Because I saw a skull...
Pardon?
I saw a skull.
You saw a skull? Where have you seen a skull?
In someone's body.
Oh dear, a proper one?
Yeah, a proper one. Swim to it. Someone's body.
Don't bend those.
There was a man lying there with no clothes on and no skin and no blood. And it was a skeleton.
Oh goodness me, yes. That's right.
A lady and a man.
Well, that's what we look like inside, isn't it? We take our clothes off and we've got skin. Because if all our skin fell off and all our blood ran out, that's what we look like.
No. I want to tell you something.
Yes.
I won't need those.
Don't bend the back.
I need them, okay. You be the customer, yeah. I'll be Mr. Sweet Shop.
Well, no, before we do that, before any customers can come, we've got to stop the shop up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's no good. Customers coming in if there's no sweets. So, let's get a few of these things.
Yeah.
Now, these are wooden... What are these?
Letters.
Letters of the alphabet. So, they're quite big. So, let's find a big jar, Tom. Well, these jars have been
washed. This is big.
This is, it hasn't got a lid, has it? This one's got a lid.
And it's from the school then.
You think you broke your skull?
Nearly.
Right. Do you want to?
No, I want to tell you something. Just pretend that said sweeties.
I will. It says Nescafe Gold Blend, but we'll pretend it's a sweeties. Right, so we won't... That's it. You can put those in the jar, can't we? And when a customer comes and says, have you got any sweeties that look like letters of the alphabet? We can say, ah, yes. Talking about skeletons, Thomas, does it remind you of the book we read at night?
Funny Bones.
Yeah. Bones, that's right.
Where's that lid?
You're not going to put all of those in there?
No.
No?
You be the customer, I'll get your money.
Well, let's just get some other things in other
shops. Can you get some money?
I can do, but I
don't, think
should, don't think we should open yet. Right, let's get a smaller jar now. Choose a different jar. We can have a smaller one for these beads. Right.
There you go.
Now, do you want to put all the beads in one jar or do you want another jar?
Two
jars.
Oh. What?
It's got sellotape on it, that's why I can't open it.
Oh, look, I've opened. Oh, that's a bit big.
Perhaps use that for something else.
I don't know if we've got some more little jars. It's not really a measure. Too big.
Is it too big?
Yes, I don't think we've got any little. And that's why I'm not looking in the... Oh no, Not that we've got any more little jars.
Never mind.
Just use another little jar thing. Oh,
that's right. Anything will do.
I thought he was toffee.
Now listen, we must remember.
I don't know what.
Tom, these are beads.
Beads
and.
Beads.
They're not proper sweets, and they're small, and they look very bright, and they look like some sweets, don't they? But don't put those in your mouth, please, whatever you do. Now, to get those into the jar, how about we pop them into that funnel? Should we tip these into there like that?
Yeah.
Oh, that made a nice clatter. And then we can just tip it like that. Look. How's that?
Not anymore, Mum.
No more?
No, because then we have none for this jar.
Oh, you want some in that jar as well? Okay, in they go.
All of them come in that one.
Okay. We'll have to make up names for these sweets as well before we sell them.
Those are called lettuce sweets.
Lettuce sweets, right.
And these are called Q sweets.
Q sweets? Why are they called Q sweets?
Because... when they made them, I was there and I said, what are those sweets called? And, the man said, cube sweets.
Oh, cube. Cube. I thought it said cube. Cube sweets. Very good.
Let's check it's not too tight.
No, yeah, don't put them on very tightly. Just put them ever so loosely, Tom. Ever so loosely, otherwise we won't be able to open them.
I can open them for you.
We've got more letters there, haven't we? Oh, these make good sweets. Do you know what these are?
No. Smarties!
Well, yes. But actually, no, it's an empty box. But all the lids from tubes of Smarties. Now, those would make nice sweets. And these have got letters on them. Look at the lids on Smarties.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what Mummy used to do? She was a little girl. I think I've told you this before.
Oh, yeah, I know.
What? What did I used to do?
I forgot.
No, I'll tell you again then.
I'll just get this.
On my bicycle?
Yeah.
Can I show you on your bicycle what we used to do?
Yeah.
We used to stick Smarty lids on the spokes like that. All the way around.
Oh, yeah.
So that when you were cycling along, you had this whiz of colour. And you had to, the people with the most coloured, different coloured Smarty lids had the best bikes.
Oh.
So we'll use those as other sweets. Now, what can we call those?
Let me see what the boss calls them. What's these sweets here? Lie sweets.
What did he call them?
Lie sweets.
Lie sweets?
Light.
Light?
Light sweets.
Right, so we've got lettuce sweets, we've got cube sweets, and we've got light sweets. Why are they called light sweets?
Because they're just light.
No, they are light. Oh, are you clever? Light. And I was thinking about light as in not dark, but you're meaning light because when you've got a handful of Smarty lids, they're quite light to weigh, aren't they?
Mm.
Oh, Tommy, you're ahead of me.
Oh. Get going.
Not too tight, that's enough. Now, we could have... these are actually fridge magnets, Thomas, but these are also letters of the alphabet. I don't think we can use those magnets.
No.
We can just put those straight on the fridge, actually. You can do a pattern with those letters. But these...
me and Arnie.
I've forgotten we have these. In fact, we won't put these away when we finish playing with them. We could just leave them on the fridge.
No.
Now, what would you like to call those?
Oh,
another one. What would you like to call those sweets?
Let's see.
They've got the coloured letters of the alphabet, they're plastic, and they've got magnets on the back.
Pasts.
Pasts.
Yeah.
I can't say that. Pasts. P-a-s-t-s. Pasts.
Yeah, like mass, but pasts.
And why are they called pasts, Donna?
They're plastic.
They're plastic. We've actually got a couple of jars here that are plastic. They'd be good ones, wouldn't they?
Are those
plastic? No, that's glass. It's only two I've got that's a plastic.
It's called a pass sweet.
Pass sweets.
Yeah, if you can't say nice sweets. It's nearly full, this. Nearly full.
It is nearly full, isn't it? Do you know what used to be in that jar?
No.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, it's nice.
It's yucky.
You're yucky.
I don't know yucky.
Now, oh dear, would you like to pop those on the fridge, those fridge magnets? Let's tell me what they are when you're doing that. Oh no, with some more things, yeah.
Oh.
Right, now, do you remember these little things?
Oh yes, I want
this. This is your shake sauce. Do you want to put it in jars or do you want to leave in the box?
I want to leave it in the box. Oh. Well, yeah, I remember doing this.
You remember doing it? I remember you doing that. It's a wooden box with little wooden shapes, isn't it? We've got, what shapes have we got? Look, we can look at the template on the top.
Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
House.
Yes.
Duck. Christmas tree and car.
Very good. And the coloured wooden blocks and the shape sorters we used to put them in the sets. Into the box. And I remember one summer, must have been you were born in April, so it can't have been the first summer, it must have been the second summer, we went out one afternoon into the garden and I spread out a big rug and we sat there in the sun, you had a little sun hat on, with that shape sorter box, and you were so proud of yourself when you managed to get one through. I bet you could do it now. Very easy.
You bet!
What's that one?
Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
There you go.
And you see, when you used to do it, you would never have... I don't think you were talking at the time. But when you could talk, you just used to say tree and house and man. Whereas now you're saying Christmas tree and gingerbread man. But it is, that's the shape of a gingerbread man. Well, funnily enough, look what I've got. A cutter.
Huh?
I've got it there to wash up. Don't I usually have it out on the side. Right, do you want to leave the others in the box?
No.
Do you want some, another jar?
This one, so it can fit all of them in.
Right. Ooh. But gently.
I can't eat all of them in.
It's making a lot of noise because I'm all worried about the chair smashing.
Oh no, thanks. Where's that lid?
The lid? I don't think there was a lid for that one, but look, was there? Do you not remember?
No, I don't think.
Well, here we are, look, there is a lid, it's there. Have you noticed all the different shapes? What shape are most of the jars? Well, they're round, aren't they? But this one isn't. The coffee jars are that shape. What's that shape?
Circle.
Well, it's a hexagon, lid, isn't it?
Yeah, hexagon. No. We're nearly ready,
Tom.
Just get this.
You want the till ready?
I'll get you some money, shall I?
You can, but actually we've got another till.
No.
Lots of little weighing machines, haven't we?
Mum, there's your money.
Right.
And there's your thingy.
My thingy? Credit card?
Yeah, credit card.
Your credit card?
Credit card.
Credit card?
Credit card. What's a credit card?
Reddit card.
Reddit rod.
Thomas.
Reddit rod.
Now, did you just sell sweets in your shop?
Yes.
Right, there's some lollipops. Look, it's only a picture of some lollipops, but that will do. This is a shopping game, actually, which we haven't played yet.
These are called lolly sweets.
Are they? Would you believe this, Thomas? It looks absolutely brand new. I bought this at a fair somewhere. And it belonged to somebody
else. That writing's there.
Look, some more sweeties there on that picture. And it looks as if nobody's ever played with it.
He has now.
No, we'll play with that another time. We'll keep it in the shop. No. Would you like this shop as well?
No, thanks.
You don't want that one as well? No.
No.
Oh, I've got a purse there, look, that we bought in Spain. So yeah. I'll use that for my mum. Oh, look, this little box. So it's got stamps in, but that's had peppermints in the past, hasn't it? How sweet is.
Come on, Mum. The shop's ready.
Is it? Well,
shop open.
Now, that could be a machine where when I put a penny in the slot, the bubble gum, I mean, actually, it's your bead counter. We could pretend it was bubble gum or something. We'd go all the way down into the bag.
No.
You're not impressed with that?
No, because that's my machine that works under the shock. You know what that does?
No.
Makes the shock nice and clean.
Does it?
Yes.
Right, so we're not playing with that one.
$10 a bell, then you need to ring it. Like, you need to do this.
I'm sure we've got a problem.
To get the shopkeeper.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there's a bell on this shop, isn't there?
No, but you can't get that. No, but you can't get that one off.
Oh, no, but I can ring it. I can walk there and ring it.
No, you need to go in, and if there's not shopkeeper, you need.
Oh no, because the scales, you mustn't bash them because they're not toys. No, we use.
You could just do this.
Well, I'll just go bing bong.
Oh yeah. And then you open the door, yeah. And then you shout. Then you bring the bell, just pretend there's a bell.
I don't think we're stocked up properly yet.
Well, you pretend there was money,
yeah.
Pretend there was a bell, then it goes ring ring. Then,
Well, I think, shall we put some of these in here and pretend they're chocolates?
Yeah.
They're actually little bits of nuts and bolts and things from your tool set, aren't they?
Yeah, they're mine.
We won't take too many. Yes, those would fit in. I don't think anything else would fit in jars, would it? Right. Now, because it's a sweetie shop, we've got these, some raisins,
and
four
heroines.
What are they?
Midget
gems. Four midget gems.
Eat them.
No, you've got to buy. Yourself.
Wow.
And a packet of
chocolate cookies.
Chocolate buttons. Yeah.
Left the raisin, please. I just have one to check.
You're just having one raisin to check before you sell them, are you?
Yeah.
Right. Let's see. Right. Should I put those fridge magnets in a jar or not?
Well, yeah.
Just wondering if I've got something other than a jar. What can I stand them in, Thomas?
You can stand them in.
There you are.
Yeah,
they could be jelly shapes, couldn't they?
Jelly shapes. Oh, yes. Jelly shapes.
I think, shall we put these?
I need those grubbers.
What do you do? You see, you need a lot of things. How about we stack all the sweeties nicely so that the customer can see?
No, but then they might fall down.
No, and then you could have your weighing scales next and then you too. You don't have to sit down.
Oh, I don't want that
lot. Well, I just thought if I could see what we've got on offer. Well, not just me, any customer would put it that way, then you don't see the label on the coffee jar. Don't they look nice?
Yeah, then I can walk around.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, I think there's something wet on there, because I've got the sock wet.
Is there? Just a minute then.
I'm going. My sock is really wet. So, it smells like Purdy's wig.
Tom, take your sock off.
I'm taking that shoes.
Pardon?
I need shoes.
Just take your sock off. I don't think it is that. Do you know what I think it is?
What?
You know, when I was arranging those flowers. Just still take your sock off if
I can't.
You can. I think you put your tongs down. I think it's just water from the flowers, love. Right, do you want me to wash your feet a little bit? Yes.
No, I don't want to.
Right, we'll take your other sock off and we'll get a completely new pair of socks. I think it's just flower water, actually, sweetheart. Let me get a little bucket of water.
Why?
Because I don't want your gloves in the mess.
Oh,
I can't walk in water. You're not supposed to walk in it. Just having your feet in it. Oh. We'll put some of this nice orange soap in. Is that the soap?
That's
the soap. And I'll just put some newspaper on the water. So I think it's where I was doing those flowers earlier on, because I did spill some water. And it's flower water. Just double my foot in at a time. Flower water. Whoops. That's it. Actually, it's a bit warm, that water, is it?
Yes.
Is it all right
for
you? Put water
down there.
I know you've got water on the carpet again, because it's normal. There's the carpet. Right, pop your foot on the towel, that's right. Just a minute.
Oh, water there.
So that, this will be nice water, because this has got orange soap in it. Just a minute. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, your whole foot fits in there. No, when flowers are being stunning, don't splash it on purpose.
No.
When flowers are being stunning in water, the leaves, you're supposed to take the leaves off the stems before you put them in water. Because if the leaves get wet, then, the water smells horrible. It all goes funny. And those flowers have been in that water for quite a long time. Okay, sweetheart.
Oh, right. I think
Don't tread on it again. I'll put some newspaper down just to soak up the water.
Oh, thanks. You're my bestest mate.
Am I?
Oh, darling. Which one do you want me to call you, darling or mate? Which one?
What, Thomas? Hey, that's cheeky. I don't mind you calling me darling, but you don't smack my bottom. That's cheeky. Well, I don't mind, sweetheart, whatever. I mean, boys can be mates, and you can call me darling if you like. Who do you call darling?
Jessica.
Does she like it?
Jessica Dodd.
Jessica Dodd.
Oh, hello, Jessica Papa.
Oh, darling, I sometimes say.
Do you?
Well, know, this could be the staff room.
There you are. A pair of school socks, but that will do for now. Just keep your feet warm.
Then they would get wet, won't they?
Well, that's if you don't tread on the water a bit.
Yeah, but water might be everywhere.
No, it's only a tiny drop of water. I'll just put this newspaper down.
It's pounced there. Yeah, just put it there. Sweet, yeah.
And then just avoid walking on it, that's the easiest thing.
Dad will be cross. Now, won't he?
Daddy won't know if we don't tell him. Because by the time Daddy comes home from work, it'll have dried up with any luck. Won't it?
But then the newspaper will get scooped.
Oh no, but it's not. Oh no, it's an old newspaper. I'm just taking it out of the recycling bag. All those papers are ready to go out on Tuesday morning when the paper men come.
Oh good. Then they'll be at the dump, won't they?
They will be at the dump, yeah. It's quite nice. It was horrible anyway.
Hot! We can have that shop outside.
I do know, I don't think it's that nice. It's only February, it's still not very warm, is it?
Mum!
Right.
Where are my grabbers?
Your grabbers? There they are. Right, I'll leave this big pan now with all the jam jars in, because we don't need that again, do
you? I'll grab you. Not yet.
Just let me check that this tape's working before we do any more.
Can I talk like...
No, just talk normally.
Okay. Okay. Hello. 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 Now you need to ring the bell there.
Bing bong. Sweetie shop. Now, I'm not quite sure what all these things are called.
Midget gems
No, I don't think I will have midget gems just yet, thank you. Okay. Please could I have some of these? I think they're called cones.
Yeah, they are called cones.
Could I have some cones, please? Would you like to weigh me some out?
Sorry, but this is an old one, you know.
Is it? That's all right.
I had it for 13 years.
13 years, did you? Ooh.
But it's took on Sunday. Oh!
Just looking to see if we had any little bags, Thomas. Oh. Only you can't put those groppers in there. You just have to pour them out. The groppers are only used for certain sweets, aren't they?
Eight.
Have you counted eight out, or have you measured them?
Measured.
Measured them. Look. In here, maybe one day we'd have a use for these. You know, we've been to parties and we get party bags.
Yeah.
Well, I save the party bags. There you are. You can pretend those party bags are sweet bags because they're all clean inside, aren't they? I was looking for this container last night.
Mom, you need to help yourself to a bag. Here you go.
Oh, but I thought you were the shopkeeper. You're not going to...
No, you need to choose a bag.
Right, this says this bag belongs to Thomas. I don't know whose party that was. Mm-hmm. And the next one says this bag belongs to Thomas. So this is the next one. I know whose bag that was. That's the Mara's party. And that looks like Lynn's writing, so that must have been Ben's party. It's got the Thomas the Tank Engine on it. The other two don't. Oh, this one says, thank you for coming to my party. I don't know who that was. Now, could I have something else, please? I don't mind if it goes in the same bag. Now, I don't think we gave these a name, but they look like chocolate.
They are chocolate.
Are they? Right, could I have...
Shall I look after them under there?
Well, we'll put them this side, shall we? That's it.
You want a chocolate Bob the Builder calendar?
A chocolate Bob the Builder calendar, an advent calendar, that would be nice. Have you got one?
Yeah. You can't have it because it's too big.
It's too big. Well, also, it's only February now. It's a long time till December. And advent calendars are in December, really, aren't
chocolate
they? Yes, those chocolates would be very nice, please.
Are
you whistling like this shop, Mum?
And guess what? When you were in bed, I set up this shop. Guess what I had?
What?
That.
A raisin.
Okay.
Are the raisins on the counter for anybody to try? A free sample?
Yeah.
Oh well, please may I have a free sample of raisins?
Yeah.
Nice.
Six.
Could I have 12, please?
12.
That's twice as many.
You're only allowed this much.
Why? How was that?
Because you're not allowed to have lots of. You're not allowed to have 12,
only
that much.
Oh, is that a shop policy?
Yeah, you need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You want one more?
Well, I'd really like 12 because I've got 12 friends. Well, there's 11 friends coming round and 11 friends and myself are going to be 12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're not allowed to do all the numbers of what I am. Nine. 10.
Don't put your hand right in the jar, sweetheart. Take the chocolates out into your hands, otherwise.
Is that a nut?
Well, Well, let's have a count and see how many.
I've got three.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I could actually do with three more. 10, 11, 12. Tip them out into your hand rather than putting your hand in the jar. That's it. Otherwise, you get your hands stuck. We'll have to go to the hospital and everything. Oh, look, Liam's outside.
I've only got one.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can have that one then.
Thanks.
Remember, it's just a toy. Don't put it in your mouth.
Thank you.
Oh, I can't wait to get home and show you sweeties with my friends.
You want to have that last one?
Go on then. Thank you. Right, shall I have a bag for those or will it go in the same bag?
Thank you to yourself.
Pardon?
Thank you to myself.
Did you say thank you to yourself? That's very polite, isn't it?
Why did I say thank you?
You see, Billy. Probably.
Oh, sorry, Billy, you.
I know now. Let me drink it.
No, my granddad, when I was a child, he was a firefighter. Did you know?
When you were a child, your granddad was a firefighter, was he? Well, no, I didn't know that, actually, Mr. Shopkeeper.
And they were telling you don't need to pay.
Why?
Jesus said you're not allowed to.
Who said you're not allowed to?
Jesus.
Jesus?
I just pretend
that Jesus said I didn't have to pay for my sins.
So this shop can save you money. Guess what? You want to save your money?
Yes, please.
Guess what?
What?
You don't need to pay.
Very good. And who's the manager of the shop?
I am.
You are?
Because I've only got this shop for 12 years.
Have you?
I will see you.
I can see you.
I'll grab you.
Now, seeing as they're free, please may I have some of the ones that you called cones? Oh, I've had those already, haven't I?
What do you want?
I've forgotten what you call them now. The plastic alphabet shapes with a magnet in, not the wooden ones.
Mm-hmm.
What were they called?
They're called P.O.s.
Called what?
P.O.s.
P.O.s. Oh, go on there, get off.
Why? Call it round. No, you're not allowed to.
Well, you mustn't tread on there, Thomas.
Why?
Because you end up wanting another pair of socks and I haven't got any more already.
Oh, got it already. Oh.
I think most of these you need to just pour them, don't you? Completely cleared you out of chocolate, didn't I?
No matter, I'll make some more.
And you?
Do you know what that says? Working shop only for sweet makers.
Does
I'm
it?
I'm a sweet maker.
Are you? Do you make your own sweets?
Yeah.
You make them all in the factory at the back?
All.
Oh, how lovely.
8.
8 ounces or 8 grams?
8 grams.
8 grams, right.
Some of those?
Yes, please.
You're not allowed to keep the bag because I need to put some more of those in.
Right, okay, we'll have 4 midget gems, please.
You've only got 4 in the bag.
Oh, right. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll only have 2 midget gems.
Oh,
I only have 2 magic gems, then you can have 2.
My lunch break.
Is that? Well, shall we have a little break and eat these then?
Yeah.
I'll only have 1. How many would you like?
3.
Right, it's jolly good. Off we go.
Yes.
Thank you. Is this a free sample as well? I don't have to pay for it. Very nice.
All
of
them free samples.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this one tastes good.
This tastes even better.
Does it? What colour is that?
Black.
The black one. Mm-hmm.
If you eat it, you're safe. Can I have another?
They're yummy, aren't they?
Mm. throw the bag on the floor.
Throw the bag on the floor? That's not very nice, is it?
No, but then when it's not, I can clean it up.
But what if a customer comes in before you've had a chance to clean it up and she slips on the bag?
Well, it'd be shut then.
It would be shut. Do you not think it'd be better to just pick the bag up?
No.
No? You think it would be better to leave the bag on the floor for somebody to slip on? Do you?
Yeah.
Is that what you do with all your customers?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? And have you had many customers that have come in and slipped on bags and broken their legs?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, have you? How many?
Six.
Six? And what happened to them?
Ambulance came.
Did it?
Look at this. Yeah, just...
The ambulance came and what happened then?
The police came.
And what did the police say?
Who did that? And said, that robber there!
You blame somebody else for leaving a bag on the floor. And what did the policeman say?
All right, get them done.
Did they find a robber?
No. I just put sweet it with that.
I know you did. The tongs. Don't break them. Right, so I seem to remember that you were weighing me out some sweets that we couldn't think of the name for. What are those sweets called?
Imagine eating those, I forgot. Just called them anything.
All right, well, could I have the anything sweets in the bag then, please?
Yeah, anything sweets.
I'll have this Thomas the Tank Engine bag, please, with anything sweets.
Yep. Can you hold the bag out wide for me?
I will.
Yep, with it.
I think this is why the shop's free, because people come in and slip, and they end up getting their own bags and things, don't they? Right, now, I'd like some more sweets now. Oh, very good, you picked it up. I think you realised, didn't you, that people might slip. Now, I'd like some more of those cone sweets, but this time I'd like them from a different jar.
Anyway, you can choose yourself, because I need to wash these. You can help them with your hands.
Can I? No, don't wash those.
I'm attending.
All right, well, I'll do this, and I'm going to do something magic with these.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Put some in that slip in the bag.
Oh, we're going to weigh them in that machine.
Yeah.
Weigh, 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 weigh.
I just need to put some money in there.
Do I?
Yeah, before it works. Now you can...
Your hands smell a bit funny, don't they?
That's why when you eat tomato jams, they smell funny.
Well, no, I think it was that... You when you took your sock off about that flour water.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, should we just give your hands a ring?
It's
alright, we can come back to that in a minute.
Shop's going to be closed at 7 o'clock and it's nearly 7 o'clock.
Is it? Well, they don't see too many customers anyway, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, guess what? If you want, you can sleep over.
In the sweet shop?
Yeah.
Is that where you sleep?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Sleep
under the counter.
Do you? Is it not very comfortable?
It is.
Is it?
It is.
Well, do you have a pillow and some blankets?
Yes.
Well, that's all right then.
Guess what?
What?
It's 7 o'clock.
Is it?
You need to go home.
Oh, but I haven't finished getting my sweeties yet.
Oh, you can stay a bit longer. I know what you can do. But can I just buy one of your sweets?
Yeah.
And then I put it back in. You just put the tube in here.
Yeah.
Then it help. Then you put one of these.
No, I don't. I think it's only the small ones that'll go down, don't it? That's why I was going to weigh these into the bag like that.
Yeah.
Look into this funnel, which is an empty inside of a kitchen roll holder. Nearly all in, aren't they? Magic.
Now let's see what's down there, shall we?
Yes.
In the big lump.
Wow!
Hey presto!
Hey presto! Right, so I've got two bags of sweets now. Are you sure I can't pay you for them?
Well, sure. I've got a till.
Oh, we did have when we set off.
Don't pretend you didn't see a till.
All right. Oh, there's a mutant here, Tom. You know, I was tidying out upstairs.
Oh.
Came across this. Would you like a look at this one?
Yeah. It's a bit little.
Well, it's not really a till. It's a money tray. I think we've had these at nursery and play groups. I think we've seen these.
No, we haven't.
At Field and Park, we used to go there.
Oh, yes. Same cash!
Exactly the same cash, yes.
I'll open it.
Can't open it. There you are. Oh, it's all... It's straight from the bank. Look, all the money's still in. Little plastic bags.
Well, that's why I keep them in there. So I want to have them in there so I don't lose them.
Right.
Well,
this would be a nice little place to store some sweeties. What's that tradition?
I've got a machine here that helps me get some more cash.
Is it? This is your till, isn't it now?
Pretend it was a machine. Then you can press send if it goes meep.
Would you like me to pay for the sweets I bought?
No, that's only a machine skin. Let the door open. Well, if you want you can do something with this cash.
No, what can I do with it?
Keep it.
Oh, what a nice shop. I've come away with lots of sweeties, and now you're giving me cash. How nice. Shall we open some of the money bags?
Please.
Right, now. Do you know which coins are in which bag?
Nope.
Would you like some scissors to open the bags with?
I'll get some scissors. I can do it on my own.
Can you? Other drawer. Watch scissors.
Do you want to watch me?
Yes. That's fine. Well, great. Right. Now, can you guess? Or can you tell me what coins those are that you're undoing now?
No.
They're small and round and silver and they're 5 pence pieces. 5p, 5 pence. Can you see a 5 on them?
Oh, yeah.
5 pence. That says, the words say 5 pence and the number is 5. Right, what are you opening now?
2.
2 pence?
Yeah, 2 pence.
Right.
Two.
That's right, they're brown and slightly bigger, round 2 pence. And what are those?
1.
1 pence, 1 penny. 1p. Watch your fingers with those scissors because they're very sharp.
You're sharp.
Thomas.
Where did they come from?
I don't know. All the compartments seem to have money. I'll just have to put them in with... If you put them in with the 2 pence pieces.
Oh, yes.
Because they're bronze coloured, aren't they? Copper coloured, copper. Are you just checking the till would still shut?
Yeah. It's the money receiver.
Money receiver? Right, now how much? What are those? Those are not round.
5 and 0.
And what's that?
A note.
5 and 0 is 50. 50 pence, 50p.
Yeah,
don't cut your finger off, whatever you do.
Oh, I know why you can't do it, because... What are the scissors? And some money!
Did you try to cut through one of the 50 pence pieces, did you?
Yes.
And they're not round, these silver coins, are they?
Oh, no.
Does the shape remind you of the shape of something else that's on the table?
No. Oh, yes.
What does it remind you of?
My sweet jar.
The lid of the sweet jar, the empty coffee jar, that's right. Look, have they got the same number of sides? I don't think they have, actually.
Well, they haven't.
The 50p has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sides. The coffee jar has 8 sides. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What are those sides?
I don't know.
Have a look at them. They're round, bigger than the 5p. And what's the number on them?
Oh, I don't know.
10 pence. 10. Concentrating very hard with your scissors, aren't you? Do you like snipping?
Snip,
snip, snip, snap. Let's snap happy, honey.
Who's happy, snappy, happy, honey?
A story about the crocodile. Snap happy, honey.
Guess what? Mr. Russell said, snap happy, Alice.
I know she said snap happy, Alice to me. Did everybody laugh?
No, because they didn't know. It was snap happy, Alice.
Did you tell her it was snap happy, Alice?
Yeah.
Oh, nice,
snappy Alice.
Right, look at these that you've just opened. Those have sides shaped like the 50 pence, don't they? But they're smaller, and what do they say?
I don't know.
20 pence, look, Thomas. Watch your fingers. Wouldn't that be nice if that was real money?
Yes, it will.
Do you know what those are?
No.
£1 coins. Now they're a different colour again. These are thicker than the other coins, look. And that, you know the sign for a pound, don't you?
Yeah.
Pound sign, and it just says, what's the number there for the pound sign?
One.
So they're £1.
Do you like all the sweets?
Oh, the sweets are lovely, yes, I do. Do you like all the sweets?
Oh, no, I forgot to open the bag.
I forgot to open a bag of coins. What's still there?
What? This is something for a spider. This is so hard sometimes.
Is it? It's like another bag of pound coins, is it?
Mm.
How many are in a bag? Let's count which you open.
Well, you won't be able to.
Why?
I'm pouring them in.
You're pouring them in? Why can you not just put them one at a time? Do you know what could happen now? You could put all those empty money bags on the floor and see if you could really slip. Now, when you're joking, don't do it, because I need picking up. That's right. Shall I put them in the bin?
Yes, you can if you like.
No, don't do that. Right, pick them up, please.
Oh.
No, that was naughty. Pick them up, Thomas. Oh, no. Well, you shouldn't have put them on the floor. Pick them up, please.
Oh.
Come on, we'll do it together. But you don't do that. That was naughty.
You do it on your own,
please. No. No, Thomas.
Oh, I want you to.
No, that was naughty doing that.
Well, if you do that, then I can grab them.
Right, don't tread on that newspaper.
Oi!
You've got your foot caught in the door blind, right? That's it, get your foot out.
I haven't done it there.
Pardon?
I haven't done it there.
You've tripped it, you got your foot caught in the blind, Thomas.
No, but I was standing on there.
Right, come on, let's pick these things up. You do those with your brothers. Let's get them into this. Oh, Thomas, stop causing your fuss. You didn't hurt yourself. Oh, well, while you're doing that, I'm going to have one of these chocolate buttons. It's all right.
Open them if you want.
Well, let's pick these things up first, and then we can both have them.
Of course, open for you now.
What's the rhyme on the back? Shall we read it? Baa, baa, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, yes, sir. How many bags full? 3 bags full, 1 for the master, and 1 for the dame, and 1 for the little boy who lives down there.
Right. gonna get slipping, snapping.
Snip, snappy Thomas. Right, let's pick these things up before we have any. Let's pop them into that. We can pretend that container's a bin.
Oh, look.
There's one behind you. You look like a park keeper now.
Yeah.
You know in the park, the man with that very long stick and the grabber.
But they don't sit down.
No, they don't sit down and they pick up leaves and bits of rubbish and cans from the park, don't they? And people have dropped. Very good. Okay, thank you. Right, we're going to have one of these buttons now.
Help yourself! Shall I put them in?
Yes, that's right, you can wear them out.
Let's see how many we've got. Sure. Six times one!
Let's have a look.
What does that mean?
Well, they're not proper measurements. It says 8 on one side and it says 225 on the other.
Wow!
But it's not, you know, they're not proper scales, so I don't quite know what they're measuring. Mmm. Well, this is a nice way to end the sweet shop game.
Mmm.
Isn't it? Mm, and we've got some more rubbish now.
Mm.
The park keeper to pick up them.
Mum?
Yes?
I've got a great idea.
What's that?
This could be your shop.
Yes?
You're a sweet lady.
Yes.
But you get them out with your hands, don't you?
Mm.
And then the park keeper.
Oh, there's some naughty litter bugs around. Well, I was actually going to help myself to some of those wooden. What did we decide the big wooden ones were called? The ones from the shape sorter. What were they? You don't know? I think we could actually
use a tongue. I mean, the wheel thing with wheels or rubbish.
Sorry, no?
I think it's got wheels on the and then I can push it.
There's Pilori Pooties here now, look.
No, but it will fall down.
What will fall down then?
The rubbish, because it will go down the slot.
Yes, I think it will. I don't think the dustbin lorry is a good idea, really, do you? Let's have some more of those.
I've got all of them.
You think you'll have all of them, do you? You're going to save one for me? Thank you. Would you like some raisins?
No, thanks.
You've got another customer now. Purdy's here. Hello, Purdy. What would you like to eat? Pussycats don't really like sweets, do they? Do you think she would like a tree from that jar? You won't be able to get that with your grabbers, Thomas. Shall we see? Pop your grabbers in. Let's see if we can get a tree, a wooden tree out of there.
Oh, a gingerbread man. Oh,
gingerbread man. We'll get something for you, Birdie, out of this sweet jar. Whoops. I frightened her and I stroked her and she didn't know I was there.
Oh.
Do you think she'd like a little bag to put it in? Oh, don't do that.
Ow!
What if you didn't drop your finger?
He would. Oh!
No, don't bend the back, Thomas.
Bend nothing back, I'll bend you back.
No, don't be cheeky. That's not nice. No, you're just being silly now. Stop it. You know what you could always do?
What?
You could always pour some of those from the jar. Ah, well done. Right, which bag shall we get her?
That one.
This one, it's got a clown in a car. It says this party belongs to, and it doesn't have a name on it, so we could write Purdy on it, couldn't we? Aren't you clever? And I was about to say, you could always pour some of the sweets out of the jar and then use the tongs to pick them up. Hey, old birds, where's she gone? Where's she gone? Hello. Hey, old puss. Would you like a little bag with a tree in it, would you?
This was a tree.
Show her what she's bought. She'll be thrilled to bits with that. Yes, do you think she likes that?
She wants to eat it.
Does she? Well, she likes trees. She likes running up and down trees.
Okay, you run she? Up this one.
But I don't think that one's really big enough for her to run up. What are you laughing at now?
You.
Why?
But you can't run up there. But it's got steps now.
I
but
it worked. I look at the size of the tree and look at the size of Purdy.
Hey.
It's about the size of one of her ears.
We must have killed her so we can climb up. There she goes. Oh, Purdy doesn't like trees anymore. She wants a gingerbread man.
Does she? Better get a gingerbread man for her then.
Waster.
Oh, she's not so wasted.
Oh, sorry.
She's gone altogether. Oh, she's not happy with your shop.
Mrs. Purdy! Mrs. Purdy! Mrs. Purdy! You can carry that on you like a shopping chigoli cat.
Oh, no, don't put this on the back, Tom. It's isn't she good? She's not bothered at all, is she?
What are we working on? Or shall we put it on that bed tail?
No, don't put it on the tail, Thomas, no. No, put it in there.
Put it in there. Oh, he.
Right, I thought you were going to get her a gingerbread man as well. Come on, you do that.
She doesn't want any sweets.
Well, I tell you what, let's find her from one of these. Let's find a purr for Purdy from one of these. From one of these sweet jars. Let's find a purr for Purdy.
What? What? Is your pop? Oh, the child, she's down on that cat.
No. Isn't he silly, birds?
What about these sweeties? They can fit in a jar.
No, they wouldn't. Don't take those out because you don't put those away. They take ages to pop back. Oh, look. What I found. What letter is that?
Purr.
Purr for?
Purdy.
Purdy. What is it at school at the purr? Poor Peter. Is it Poor Peter?
Yeah.
In Letterland?
Yeah, Poor Peter.
And what does Poor Peter do?
Cry.
Does he? Is that why he's Poor Peter? Oh, Poor Peter.
That's why he's got tears running.
Has he? Oh, is that why they say, oh, Poor Peter?
Mum?
Yeah.
You be the shopkeeper.
Yeah.
And I'll be the money man.
You've been a money man, will you?
Yeah.
Right, just let me look.
I know I've got some money. Little money in here.
Yeah, for you.
Shall I show you?
Yes. Oh, is that from the charity box?
No, this really.
Yes. That's, oh, yes, it's the charity box, that.
But I can't get any out.
No, you know, you can't out of that.
Oh, why?
Because it's a charity one. You put money in.
What to do when it's full?
Take it to the charity shop and they open it up and they get all the money. Does that sound good?
I want to know how would I get it out.
Well, if I tell you that, what was that noise? That sounded like a pussycat. Oh, guess what?
Daddy.
Daddy cat, who is it? Don't go on the door. Purdy, your boyfriend's here. No, don't chase him off, Thomas.
Is he a good cat?
No, well, I used to like him, but he started coming around a bit too often now.
Is he bad?
Well, he chased Purdy the other day, but she can't hear him, you see. She doesn't know he's out there. She'll see him in a minute.
No, she won't.
Yeah,
she see a crooked tail.
Crooked tail? Has he got a crooked tail?
No, he hasn't.
He's actually very fluffy. He's like Purdy, isn't he?
Actually,
oh, puss, I fell over you.
She's He's gone now.
Has he gone? Your friend's
been gone, Purdy.
Oh, yeah. He's quite near your tractor, isn't he?
Maybe there's water around.
No, I don't think it's very warm there today, Tom. Is the heater on? Was that your singing lobster?
Yep.
All right, I'll come sit. You go and turn it on again. I'll just turn the tape off because I think it's an hour now. You go and play it again and I'll just sort this out.
Come on.
Well, hold on a minute.
No, but you missed the music, slow coach.
I won't miss it.
You are slow coach. This will make you slower.
What's that? Was that the dolphin?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Wee! Purdy wants it.
Oh no, don't do it on Purdy, it's too hard for Purdy's back, Thomas.